we're going to look at about 90 verses tonight, okay? And so we're going to roll through the scriptures, all right? And it is called Tell Me About God. Let's start with prayer. Father, we thank you for your word, and Lord, that it is filled with truth, that it is filled with you and all that it tells us about you. Father, as we look at our 5 points this evening, may you lead and direct us. And Lord, help us to learn about you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Have you ever looked at the stars at night and just wondered, what is God like? What is God like? When we go up to camp in northern New York, there are very few streetlights up there. Very, very few streetlights. And when we look up, we can see stars. Not like here. Not like here. I go out on my block and I look up and I may see 5 or 6. That's it. But up there, you look up and you see thousands upon thousands upon thousands of stars in the sky. What is God like? He created them. What is God like? God's greatness is beyond our imagination. If would someone ask you to explain the greatness of God, how would you? What would you say? So we're going to look at, what happened there? Well, you see, Dave, now it's too big for the screen, Dave. All right, God has no power. In fact, you know what? I am going to fix that real quick here. Hold on a second, because that's going to interfere with other things. So let me fix that real quick. All right. I'll go back to the old settings, and we'll run from there. There we go. All right. That's better. God has all power. God has all power. All power. 2, God knows everything. God knows it all. 3, God is everywhere. In fact, Bob has been speaking about this in just one of the nursing homes. It was 5 months ago he went finished. He took a 5-month break and he just started this past week. 4, God is holy. And then 5, God is eternal. And so let's look at number 1. God has all power. He's omnipotent. Look at Genesis 1 verse 3 says this. Let there be light, and there was light. All he did was speak, and it was done. Now, I would bet just Miss Ellen, and just wish she could do that, because she could say M&Ms, and there they are, right? M&Ms, and there they are, right? But we can't do that. But God has all power, and all God has to do is speak, and it's done. Nothing stands in his way. All he's got is he has to do is speak. Look at creation. First 6 days, God said, God said, God said, God said, God said, God said, and it was done. It was done. All he did was speak. Now, we all know that. We've heard that over and over and over again. But he's all powerful, that all he's got to do is speak. Look at Deuteronomy 4:37. To 38. And what? Because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their descendants after them. And God brought you out of Egypt with his presence, with his mighty power. Think about the Egyptians. 10 plagues. God showing his power. 10 false gods shown to be false. God showing his power. And driving out just before you nations greater and just mightier than you. And to bring you in. And to give you their land as an inheritance as it is this day. They're just about to get the promised land. There they were. Right outside of it. And this is what Moses says. God brought you to this point. God showed his power. His great power. You've experienced it. Their fathers didn't trust God. They rebelled. They complained through the wilderness. Now it's a different generation. And just Moses tells them, God's great power brought you here. God's great power has delivered you to this point in time, to this point in history. And that same God's going just with you in to conquer that land. 38 years before Joshua, yeah, and what Caleb trusted God because they had believed that before. There too, I will believe what Caleb says. I am 85 years old and or 84 years old, and I'm ready to conquer this land. Why? Because God has shown his great power and what Caleb believed God. And then Psalm 50, verse 12. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. Notice, for the world is mine and all its fullness. See, we are stewards, but this world isn't ours. It's God's. This is my Father's world, as the hymn goes. I was singing that this week. This is my Father's world. It belongs to him because he made it. It belongs to him. Then Psalm 66, verse 7. God rules by his power, notice, forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. Think about this, that he rules by his power forever. Forever. He rules by his power, by his authority, by his right as the creator. Then Nehemiah 9, verse 6, you alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens with all their hosts. Well, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them. And you preserve them all. God preserves them all. Think about the seas. Online this week, I saw that out in California, a new creature has washed up on its shores. It was dead. They had no idea what it was. A new creature that we know nothing about. Last week it was a spider, or what, 2 weeks ago they found a new spider. See, God, there are still things that God has made with his power that we know nothing about. Nothing. Nothing. And just the host of heaven worships you. And then Isaiah 40, verse 12. I love this verse. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? What does the hollow of the hand mean? Your palm. The hollow there means palm. And God is so powerful that he can measure the waters of the earth with his palm. How big is God? If the waters of the earth fit in his hand, in his palm. And then it goes on, and measured heaven with a span, and that span means your fingers. Span of your fingers. God has measured the earth, heaven, just with a span, with his fingers. And then it goes on, calculated the dust of the earth in a measure. I can't even measure just the dust in my house. But he's measured the dust of the earth in a measure. Weighed the mountains in what scales, and the hills in a balance. Boy, he is powerful. And then Jeremiah 10, verse 12. He has made the earth by his power. God has established the world by his wisdom. And has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. I think Bob will pointed out to me last week about an article about space. The US space scientist said, our calculations are all wrong. Heaven's bigger than we thought. Well, yeah, God has stretched it out. How powerful is God that He stretches out the heavens? And then Jeremiah 32:17, ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. Oh yeah, you got a problem that is too big for you, too hard for you? Turn to the one who there's nothing too hard for. The Almighty, the All-Powerful One. And then Daniel 2, verse 21. And what God changes the times and the seasons. It almost seems like He forgot this year. It's been cold and now it's snowed since it's been spring officially, right? Oh, He's still in control. Don't worry. God removes kings and what raises up kings. God gives wisdom to the wise and what knowledge to those who have understanding. Oh yeah, where does wisdom come from? Just where does knowledge come from? It comes from Him, the All-Powerful One. And then Nahum 1, verse 3. And just the Lord is what? Slow to anger and great in power. And will not at all acquit the wicked. And just the Lord has His way in the whirlwind and in the storm. And the clouds are the dust of His feet. Think about that. The clouds are the dust of His feet. Matthew 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Think about the birds. Yeah, have you ever seen a starving bird? Now, I've only seen one that would die of starvation, and that's because somebody didn't feed it. Okay, in my house, it wasn't my girls, it was somebody else. But other than that, I've seen no bird die of starvation. You know, even this past what snowstorm, I was driving up past Hackett Park and the plows snowed into the grass. And guess what I saw there? Lots and lots of birds feeding off of the grass and the gravel that was laying there. God was providing for the birds. They had food. Last Sunday evening I was looking here. I saw 5 robins in that tree out there. God provides for the birds. And He provides for us too. And the Matthew 9:6. But that just you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then He said to the paralytic, and just arise, take up your bed and go to your house. This is Jesus saying, I have power to forgive sin. I've got power to forgive sin. So arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And then Luke 6:19, and the whole multitude sought to touch Him. Why? For power just went out from Him and healed them all in just touching Jesus. There was power. This is the what lady, just with the flow of blood. 12 years she had this, and the doctors did nothing, or could do nothing. She spent all of her money, Luke 8:46. But Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me. And she was healed. 2 Peter 1:3, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, we've experienced his divine power, if just we know him as Savior. And just through what knowledge of him, just who have called us by glory and what virtue. The power of God. God has all power. Second point. God knows everything. He's omniscient. Now, there are some very smart people on earth, but they don't know everything. And just one, ask them this question. Where did God come from? Bet they don't know that one. Look at Deuteronomy 2, verse 7 says, "Just for the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing." See, God knew their need. He knew their trudging. They spent 40 years total going through the wilderness. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothing didn't wear out. God knew. God saw over and over through the scriptures. It says, God sees. God sees. God sees. He's always watching. Psalm 44, 21. Would not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. And see, you can't hide anything from God. God knows your secrets. He knows my secrets. He knows everything. God knows it all. Psalm 56, 8. You number my wanderings. Notice he knows when we go astray. He numbers them. Then puts my tears into your bottle. Think about that concept. That when we cry, he puts our tears in a bottle. Are they not in your book? In Psalm 69, 5. Oh God, you know my foolishness. And that's silliness. And my sins are not hidden from you. God knows it all. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 4. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it all together. And then Psalm 139, 13 to 16. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. He even saw us there. I will praise you. For I am fearfully and just wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in all, and in your book, they all were written on the days fashioned for me when as yet there was none of them. God knows all your days. All your days. I don't know my days. I could die tonight. I could die 20, 30 years from now. Who knows? God knows. God knows it. And then Psalm 147, 4, he counts the number of the stars. God knows how many there are. He calls them all by name. The Hubble Space Telescope is what's still going. I know a couple years ago I would show some video of that, pictures of that. But it's still going. And they're still taking pictures, and they're still finding stars and all kinds of stuff, nebulas and galaxies and They're still finding them. But God, He has them all what numbered, and He knows them by name. Matthew 6:8. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. God knows what you need. He knows. Some of you need comfort. Some of you need finances. Some of you need a job, direction, discernment, wisdom. God knows it even before you ask. We are still to ask, even though God knows, we are still to ask. But He already knows. Matthew 10:30. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Now mine's easier to count than what some of yours. But God knows. He knows the number of hairs on your head. God knows everything. We can't hide anything from God. Nothing. Luke 16:15. And He said to them, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. He's speaking to the Pharisees. And this is what Jesus is speaking. God knows your hearts. He knows our motives. He knows why we do things and just why we don't do things. God knows. In 2 Timothy 2:19, part A. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. See, you can't fool God when it comes to anything. Not even salvation. He knows those who belong to Him. He knows your heart. And then Romans 11:33. Oh, just the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. We won't truly understand God's ways because He is so much higher than we. But He's all-knowing. So we looked at God has all power. God knows everything. Third thing, God is everywhere, omnipresent. And again, this comes into God's seeing. In Genesis 16:13, and this is Hagar. Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, you are the God who sees me. The El Roy, the God who sees me. He saw Hagar fleeing, going away, taking Ishmael with her. And God saw. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, just for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. He's everywhere. Just to show Himself and what's strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him. He sees when somebody persecutes you. When they shame you, mock you. God sees. God knows. Psalm 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. He is everywhere, and He sees. Psalm 139:7-12. And we have a lot in with Psalm 139. It says this, what can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. So if I take the wings of the morning and would dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there just your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. So if I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. For the darkness and the light are both alike to you. In Proverbs 5, verse 21, just for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. I looked up that word ponder, and I can't remember what it is. But I would think it means that he takes apart. He what dissects our paths. He what takes them apart. He examines them. God ponders all our paths. God knows everything. And God is everywhere. In Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. He knows the evil and he knows the good. He knows everything. He sees it all. And then Isaiah 40:22a, it is he who sits above on the circle of the earth. He's watching. He's watching. In Jeremiah 23:24 says, just can anyone hide himself in secret places? And just so I shall not see him? And just says the Lord. Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? Oh, he sees it all. So God has all power. He knows everything, and he is everywhere. He sees everything. And then fourthly, God is holy. God is holy. Look at Leviticus 11:44. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Perfect. Without spot. Or what? Blameless. In 1 Samuel 2:2, no one is what holy like the Lord. No one. For there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. And that word rock means refuge. There is no one holy like him. No, not one. 2 Samuel, and just 22:31. As for God, his way is perfect. Just the word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. We have a perfect God. A perfect God. He who loves us, cares for us, and just watches over us. And it isn't like Islam, and they really don't know. And just like Fred said this morning, Catholics, they don't know if they're really going to heaven until the judgment day, they say. Oh, no, we can know. We can know now. Because his way is perfect. In Psalm 99:9, exalt the Lord our God, lift him high, and just worship at his holy hill. Why? For the Lord our God is holy. Or he has a math equation, God equals holy. Just like God is love, God equals love, same thing. If just you like math. And then Luke 4:34 is saying, just let us alone. What have you just to do with, I'm sorry. What have we just to do with you, Jesus of what Nazareth? This is the demon speaking. Unto a Jesus. Notice what he says. Did you come here to destroy us? I know who you are. The Holy One of God. The Holy One of God. Even the demons recognize who God is. The Holy One. The Holy One. And notice, not a Holy One. The Holy One. John 8, verse 46. Which of you convicts me of sin? He's speaking to the Pharisees. And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? And then just Revelation 4:8, there were four what living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes, just around and within. And they do not rest. Notice what they say, day or night, saying, you're holy, you're holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. They say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, Lord God All-Powerful. Holy, holy, holy. And Revelation 15, 4, part A, who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name, for you alone are holy. God has all what power. And God knows everything. And God is everywhere. And God is holy. And our last point, God is eternal. Genesis 21:33. Then Abraham planted a what tamarisk tree in what Beersheba. And there called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Abraham knew who he was. The everlasting God, the eternal God, before time and after time and everything in between. Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever you had formed the earth, and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 90, verse 4. For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday, and just when it is past, and what like a watch in the night. Wow. A night as a thousand years. In Psalm 102, 25 through 27, says, of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. And they will perish, but you just will endure. Yes. They will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will change them. They will just will be changed. But you are the same. And your years will have no end. He's not like us, because we have an end, don't we? We have an end. We have days that are numbered. Not God. Not God. Then Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a what child is born. Just unto us a what son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He's the Everlasting Father. And then Revelation 4 verse 10 says, he with 24 elders fall down before him, who sits on the throne and just worship him, he who lives forever and whatever, and casts their crowns before the throne. They recognize that he, not only is he holy, 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 but he lives forever. So 5 points. God has all power. He's the Almighty. God knows everything. All our secrets, all our past, all our thoughts, all our motives. God is everywhere. God is always watching. He sees what we do. He sees what we think. 4, God is holy. He is perfect without sin. 5 was, God is eternal. He is everlasting to everlasting. Tell me about God. We just looked at about, 90 verses that all talk about God. And just who He is, what He is. He's all these things and much, much more. Bob could talk about all the things he's been talking about. All of those different things about God. We serve an awesome God. Amen. There is none like Him on the earth or in the heavens or anywhere. And just we should be telling others what we know. Tell them what we know. Tell them about our God. That He's all what powerful. That He knows everything. That He's everywhere. That He's holy. That He's eternal. Because believe it or not, some people haven't heard these things, even in our country. I go to nursing homes, and what some of these people say, I have never heard that before. And they've gone to church their whole life. They've never heard these things. Let's go and tell others just about God. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for who You are. You alone are God, and there is no other. You are love. But Lord, You have all power. You know everything. You are everywhere. You are holy and You are eternal. Lord, we thank You for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.